Now, research has been done by the Queensland Sentencing Advisory Council to look into the work of our magistrates here in the state. It was over a 12-year period, and some of the information may surprise. It seems that magistrates are putting more and more people behind bars. We know that our jails are overcrowded, and as the population increases, this situation is only going to get worse. But why do we look at what work our magistrates do in regard to sentencing? Well, one of the men that was on the advisory council, in fact, was the chair of the Queensland Sentencing Advisory Council, is John Robertson, and joins me now. John, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mark.
Why is it important we understand what our magistrates do and the sentencing procedures they follow?
Could I just correct one thing? We're looking at both the Magistrates Court and the higher courts,
right?
But the magistrates represent about 94% of sentencing dispositions during that period. So obviously they're the ones that contribute most to the outcomes. So the reason all this is happening is in a response to one of the recommendations of the Sofronoff report into parole in 2016. The Attorney General referred as a term of reference to the Council in 2017, a reference to look at and to review all the various sentencing options open to judicial officers, magistrates and judges alike, with a view to looking at how the system is working, how it can be improved, and that's why this initial research was done. It's part of an ongoing process which will take some time.
Magistrates are where, if anyone has to front the judicial system, as you just mentioned, most people would come in contact with a magistrate more than a judge.
That's so.
Yeah, and what do you hope to learn from this? What's the biggest thing, I suppose, firstly, that has struck you about? This is 12 years. This is a long period of time.
Yeah, so it's based on a number of data sets. It is a lengthy period of time, and really what we're looking at is a number of things. The thing that you mentioned in your introduction, which is a serious concern, and that is very serious overcrowding in prisons, which of course is not conducive to rehabilitation and principles of sentencing that are important from a community protection point of view. And the other reason is to look more widely beyond the Queensland experience at other types of sentencing options to see if we can, I suppose, update and modernise the range and raft of penalties open to judicial officers in response to offending. So that's essentially, it's a huge job, of course. Mm. As you said, it's a 12-year period. But, you know, as you've probably seen from the material that's been supplied, the number of sentenced offenders in Queensland prisons has steadily risen from 4,352 in the 2011 financial year to 5,895 at the end of the 2017 financial year. So that's unsustainable in the present situation, and that's underlies the reason the Attorney General has referred to the council.
Yeah, John, most lay people, when they think of the courts and the magistrates, we always hear about the soft sentencing of magistrates and people deserve to go to jail and they're getting off lightly. But that's not necessarily the case, is it?
No, it's not. I mean, the data, as you've indicates that there's been an increase in custodial orders, and that's in response to a lot of things. Again, you know, it's a really complex situation, but in certain areas, mandatory type penalties have been introduced. A significant and alarming number of people that are actually serving prison today are on remand, so they've been denied bail for various reasons, and they've not yet been convicted of the offence for which they've been denied bail. So that's another issue that the Sofronoff recommendations looked at. It was beyond his terms of reference, but that's something that we'll look at as well. The number of people that are actually in prison on remand, and this impacts particularly on Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander prisoners. So you'd be aware of, I think, at the last count, the last census, they represented 4% of the adult population and 30% of the prison population. And it's much higher in the juvenile detention. I think it's up to 74-75%. In the Northern Territory, right at the moment, it's 100%. So everyone in juvenile detention is of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Island.
Wow, that's of concern.
It is, and these are issues. I mean, our role as the council is to, first of all, invite submissions and input from the general community, as well, of course, as all the, that terrible word, stakeholders, the legal profession groups, the courts. We're going to involve the courts, hopefully, but as well victims of crime and all the other parties that have an interest in criminal justice. And then to do in-depth research and then to prepare consultation papers, again invite submissions, and from that hopefully prepare a set of recommendations in the form of a report to the Attorney General that might lead to some changes.
Well, what all this also does, John, just finally, is that with the number of offences increasing, with the number of people in jail, and you mentioned the number of people on remand, it also slows the justice system down, doesn't it?
Oh, Mark, it's a very important point that you make, and if anything is designed to cause community faith in the justice system to decline, is long delays, and it is a significant problem. The magistrates, of course, have got a shorter turnover time, but in the higher courts, it's a significant issue that everyone's trying to do more with less. That's what it comes down to.
That's across life, I think, too, John.
It is, Mark. I think it's probably the same in your line of work as well.
Absolutely, mate. Thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, pleasure, Mark.
John Robertson, Queensland Sentencing Advisory Council Chair. 12-year study, that's a long study. In that time, over 700,000 adult offenders were sentenced, and magistrates handed out 97% of all those sentences. We get all the, on the TV, the big court cases at the Supreme Court and the High Court and all that sort of stuff, but the bread and butter, for want of a term, 97% from magistrates. Traffic and vehicle, the highest number of offences. Registration, 7%. Drink driving, less than registration offences. And 11% of those are given custodial penalties. So it's a very in-depth report and a discussion that needs to be had, because our jails are overflowing. They're full to the brim. We need more jails because we're having more people. We'll talk about the crowds and the population, 25 million, and that reflects too in those that spend time in the judicial system. But what this all means with people on remand and not enough room to put them in jail is that it also slows the judicial system down, and those that want to clear their name have to wait a hell of a long time to do so.